News about legal aid. MP under fire as cuts bite in Southwark. An MP has defended devastating cuts to legal aid, which local groups say have left over 1,000 people in crisis in Southwark. Legal aid cuts nationally have led to nearly 500,000 being slashed from the Southwark budgets, with an estimated 1,500 local people abandoned when they need help most because of welfare cuts, job losses and family breakdown. Last week, Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark and Minister for Justice, pushed for further cuts to legal aid, which could see victims of sex trafficking turned away had the proposals for a residence test not been branded unlawful by the Divisional Court. We're particularly disappointed to learn that Simon Hughes, despite his concern about how the new residence test for legal aid might affect people like victims of trafficking, didn't vote against these further cuts, said Sally Corsa, manager at Southwark Citizens Advice Bureau. Hughes' Labour challenger for his seat next year, Neil Coyle, accused him of trying to deny modern slaves and babies access to legal aid, after Hughes told the News in December that he hoped to make more helpful decisions about legal aid and helping people who need legal help in the remaining decisions. In his role as Justice Minister, Coyle said this was the latest betrayal of his Liberal values. Hughes has defended the proposal for further cuts, saying the residence test would have focused taxpayers' money on those with a strong connection to the UK, adding that the deficit has meant that further cuts were necessary. In everything I do as a minister, I work to protect the most vulnerable in our community, he said.